First, a few facts about mosquitoes. Only females feed on blood, they need the protein to lay eggs, and there are about 50 different species of the bug in Connecticut.
Most of the ones that feed on people we consider sort of nuisance mosquitoes. They're more like pests. They're not involved in the transmission in any viral diseases.
Philip Armstrong is the medical entomologist at the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Last year, he says there were 4 human cases of West Nile in the state. He says the majority of mosquitoes infected with West Nile belong to one species, the common house mosquito, which
feeds mainly on birds and is found in more urban, suburban areas of the state.
The state has set up 91 locations to trap mosquitoes and test them for West Nile, but Armstrong says scientists are also screening for another disease, one that's very rare but potentially way more serious, Eastern equine encephalitis.
What we often refer to as triple E virus is really the most dangerous mosquito-borne disease in North America. About a third of those who develop the encephalitis die from the illness.
Usually there are fewer than 10 cases of triple E per year in the entire country, but last year the infection hit home, killing a Connecticut man. It was the first triple E death ever recorded in Connecticut, but Armstrong says New England has a history with the illness dating back to the 1930s, when an outbreak hit Massachusetts.
Outside of Boston, there were about 40 human cases, and many of those individuals had died from the infection.
The disease tends to target horses and domestic birds, and while triple E infections in humans are very rare, Armstrong says there are easy ways to mitigate infection risk. Cover up your body, and if possible, avoid going outdoors around dawn and dusk. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.